Welcome back to Left of Normal, where everything that isn't right is left, and everything that is left is right. I'm your host, Scott Seary. If you haven't done so already, please hit the like button, subscribe to this podcast, leave it a five-star review if that's available. That's going to help the algorithms to show this to more people, and they can all get involved, and we can all learn and grow together. So today on our cast, we have a guest. He's hailing from Ohio. I do welcome guests just about any time, so if you have a great story, some brilliant insights, or just think people enjoy listening to the sound of your voice, please send me a message, leave a comment, or write your request on a note card, affix it to the back of a mint condition 1920s era $20 bill, and send it my way in the US mail. My guest today is Caden. Welcome to the show, Caden.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
So I like to start things out with a handful of questions about our interactions, even if they're pretty short or haven't been extensive. Met Caden through a social media group, and we really don't have that much other than a handful of emails. So we're going to change up questions a little bit. Caden, what were your thoughts about my view of the autism spectrum based on a handful of episodes that you've listened to? And just as a reminder, folks, I've encouraged my guests not to worry about hurting my feelings with their responses because I don't actually have any.
I think you make very good points about autism. It's a complicated thing, but people are able to do amazing things on the spectrum. We've had Einstein, who was on the spectrum, came up with one of the most popular scientific formulas in the world. Friedrich Nietzsche was on the autism spectrum. He became one of the most influential philosophers in Germany. He's actually one of my biggest influences. Says, all these people can do amazing things with autism. And to keep it on this, I've only really read your writing. I haven't really listened to this. So beforehand, I'll probably do so to after this is done. But you make some pretty good points about autism.
Thank you. So, how much experience do you have with people on the spectrum? You said you yourself are on the spectrum. Before you were diagnosed and after, what are some big things that you learned that you're looking back and you're like, oh, now that makes sense?
That's a good question, Scott. I've mainly learned to embrace my autism because, yeah, the social stuff can be hard, but like I said, it's basically a super power. People can do incredible things with autism. And over the years, as a teenager, I would read more and more about it. And I learned that some of my favorite people were on the autism spectrum. Courtney Love's on the spectrum. She was the lead singer of Hole and Kurt Cobain's wife. So looking back, if I could tell my younger self something, I would say, embrace your gift, embrace your superpower, because you're going to do amazing things in the world.
Yeah, great outlook on life for anybody on the spectrum or not. Just lean into who you are. So, how has your understanding of left of normal and your own self changed the way you act or interact with people in general?
Well, I do have friends now, of course. I've been trying to make as many friends as possible, as I am a PR major, and eventually I'm going to have to communicate with people constantly. I'm actually interning for a presidential candidate right now, who I can't say since I don't want to get political. But I think my understanding of autism has changed me in a way because I'm now embracing myself and helping those on the spectrum do amazing things like what I'm doing and like what all these people are doing.
All right. Well, that kind of leads us into tell us about you. Who are you? What are you up to? How did you get to this point in your life? What are some of the defining things that have happened to shape you into the person you are now?
Defining things. Of course, my diagnosis when I was 2 years old was a very, very, very defining thing. And over the years as a teenager, I was told by various people that I wouldn't amount to anything because I was on the spectrum. One school even cut off my services completely, black middle school Well, and told my parents to their faces, why don't you put him in a robotics camp? Instead of doing their job and providing services, but time and time again, thanks to my accomplishments, like getting straight A's, graduating high school early during the pandemic online, appearing on shows like this, doing advocacy work, being in college, I'm proving those naysayers wrong. Never defined moment in my life was when I started my advocacy journey in 2022. Initially, it was for a class project where we had to come up with a community service idea and act upon it. With my group, I set up a GoFundMe for the Autism Society of America and raised $1,085 for it. And we actually won a competition that went on within my school with those projects. And I figured, hey, no one should ever do advocacy and activism for brownie points, a prize, and a piece of paper. So I figured, why not continue to help these people? From there, I made various contacts with politicians. My county treasurer, Michael Zirin, is a very good supporter of mine and has helped me plan various fundraisers for my county alone. Last year, I raised $232 during my birthday between two fundraisers at various restaurants for this amazing organization called Lake County Special Needs Birthday Club. I've given speeches, appeared on podcasts, and I'm in constant contact with a city board member in Melbourne, Australia, and we're planning a collaboration to help better raise awareness about autism violence in that country and special needs violence.
Yeah, that's great. You get a reach that literally goes around the world.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm also rising as a writer. I'm a bit of a writer myself. I've had over 400 articles published between 2019 when I was 14 and now. I'm 19 now, so 5 years worth of experience in the writing field. And I'm hoping this year that I can expand my reach when it comes to that and possibly eventually get paid to write for various blogs and what have you. Not that it matters to me. Writing should always be something you're passionate about and not doing for money or brownie points and a piece of paper. Eventually, I want to broaden my horizons and my prominence in the writing world.
Yeah. Sounds like a great goal. As a writer myself, I know that you can write for passion and for money, so they can go hand in hand. So you bring up the writer and the activist stuff. Tell me a little bit more about this writing. Where could somebody find what you've written so they can read all about you or all about your thoughts and ideas? And then tell us about what do you do as an activist and how can others get involved?
Absolutely. As a writer, you can find my work on theeverydayfan.com, although they accidentally capitalized the first two letters of my name, the M and the C. But I got three articles published over there. I started that last week. A majority of my work is on this website called The Sports Column, where anyone can write about sports. They've given me the most opportunities in that sense, and I have an op-ed I wrote for the Homeschooling Network about my experiences with autism, homeschooling during the pandemic, and online school. Well, so you can find my work there. On the activism side, pretty much what I just said, setting up fundraisers, giving speeches, and supporting various causes when it comes to autism awareness. And I've been trying to broaden my activism work to the LGBTQ community and gun violence and drug abuse. And I've been trying to raise awareness about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so is there like a nationwide something, or is would you say seek out local smaller groups to get involved with?
All of you, but anything to bring autism awareness and all these issues to the attention of Congress and your local senator. I read the news constantly, and I haven't seen, as far as I know, Congress passes autism bill to help those with autism get treated with respect. I've instead very focused on TikTok, and quite frankly, very smaller issues in society when really we got bigger fists to fry right now. And there are people with autism who aren't as fortunate as you and me to have all these opportunities. If Congress and your local senators and the president were to better help those who actually need help, like those with autism and those struggling with poverty, then I think the world would definitely be a much better place.
Yeah, I agree. If we can help out those people, you know, sometimes people on the spectrum, they don't need a ton of help. Sometimes they need more help, but a lot of it's just opportunities. I know you said you've had people tell you you're not going to have opportunities in life, and you proved them wrong. So that kind of brings us to our next one. What's your mission in life? In other words, what would you like to be known for while you're still alive and then after you're gone?
Well, I haven't really thought about that. I haven't been of a midlife crisis. What I want people to know me for is mainly my passion for spreading positivity in the world. My mantra is, my purpose in life is to spread positivity in a world full of hate. Everyone's divided right now, and it's kind of sad to see how late last year, I saved someone's life because they were being confronted by a racist. I took them away from that, and they said something that resonates with me to this day. We all have a common goal. If we figure out we have a common interest, and we figure out that we aren't so different in the world, but we can help achieve that goal quickly. There are two goals in the world: to spread love, light, and positivity, or to spread greed, power, hungriness, negativity. Which goal do you want to choose? You'd probably choose the latter, but it all starts with uniting people.
Yeah, it seems like the world's gotten more separated. We got a lot more, you know, polarized viewpoints anymore. We're all forgetting that we're all on the same team. We're all working for the best life possible. If you follow the Facebook page I post every Tuesday, it's just the Tuesday challenge. What are you going to do this week to make the world a better place? Generally, I try to leave it pretty wide open. Sometimes people comment on that. Sometimes it just kind of stays there. But I always want people to be thinking about what are they going to do that's going to actually make a difference, rather than we get up, we get dressed, we go to work, we come home from work, we go to bed. Every day we should be going out of our way just a little bit. Might be something as simple as just giving a compliment to somebody you see on the street. Hey, that's an awesome coat. I love it. And that brings their day up. It can change the whole course of their day and the course of a lot of people's days.
Absolutely. I agree.
Is there anything else we should know about life, the universe, everything?
Absolutely. What you need to know about life is that you're put on this earth to spread positivity, so you should do whatever you can to spread love and light. And in response to your Tuesday challenge thing, what I'm planning on doing today, we'll make it the Monday challenge for the purpose of this, is going to class, going to a tutoring session at the Writing Center, shooting some trailer footage for a film I'm working on for the Easter Seals Disability Challenge with a friend, and continuing my advocacy work.
All right. Sounds like a good day full of great things that you have planned. How can people get a hold of you if they want to know more about you, follow you? What are your social medias, your websites, your emails, whatever you want to disclose?
You can absolutely. You can DM me on Facebook at Caden Ronald. And if you have Instagram, you can DM me there at 73 posts here. Although the Instagram is mainly for memes and stuff like that. I try to separate advocacy from the memes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I'll have all these linked in the description when I post on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Not a lot of people use Twitter, not who I'm following anyway. I have a feeling that the overall usage is dropping rapidly, mostly because it's not very well run. Don't tell Elon I said that, although
I won't.
he already knows.
Yeah.
All right, so Caden McKelwin, Kadin McElwain. So if you're looking him up on Facebook, that's how you spell his name. Anything else we need to know before we sign off?
Keep spreading positivity.
All right. Well, you've had a peek into the world where everything left is right. And if it feels right, then it must be left. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to please like, comment, subscribe. Join the Facebook community. That's where you can find some memes, Tuesday challenges. You can ask any questions you have over there. Just click the anonymous poster button if you don't want your name displayed. And remember that we're all on the same team. So do whatever you can to spread positivity, cheer, and to make life just a little bit better for everyone. And of course, share this podcast with your friends, whether they are left, normies, or right.